Agnus Dei.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we hear about God's creative power in Genesis, reflect on how acknowledging Him as the Creator shapes your worldview and sense of purpose. How does it influence your approach to stewardship, gratitude, and your relationship with the natural world? Considering the scientific understanding that humans are made of stardust, that the very atoms that make up our bodies were once parts of stars, and very likely passed many times through supernovas, the colossal explosions of stars, and the biblical account of God forming man from dust, how does this revelation deepen your appreciation for the interconnectedness of creation and our place within it? How does recognizing both our cosmic origin and God's sovereignty as Creator enhance your understanding of human dignity? A reading from the book of Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the universe, the earth was formless and desolate. The raging ocean that covered everything was engulfed in total darkness, and the Spirit of God was moving over the water. On the first day, God commanded, "Let there be light," and light appeared. On the second day, God commanded, "Let there be a dome to divide the water, and to keep it in two separate places." He named the dome sky. On the third day, God commanded, "Let the water below the sky come together in one place, so that the land will appear." He named the land earth, and the water which had come together he named sea. Then he commanded, "Let the earth produce all kinds of plants, those that bear grain and those that bear fruit." On the fourth day, God commanded, "Let the lights appear in the sky to separate day from night, and to show the time when days, years, and religious festivals begin. They will shine in the sky to give light to the earth." On the fifth day, God commanded, "Let the water be filled with many kinds of living beings, and let the air be filled with birds." On the sixth day, God commanded, "Let the earth produce all kinds of animal life, domestic and wild, large and small." Then God said, "And now we will make human beings. They will be like us and resemble us. They will have power over the fish, the birds, and all the animals, domestic and wild, large and small." The Lord God formed the human out of the dust of the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life. And the human became a living being. So God created human beings, making them to be like himself. He created them male and female, blessed them, and said, "Have many children so that your descendants will live all over the earth and bring it under their control. I am putting you in charge of the fish, the birds, and all the wild animals. I have provided all kinds of grain and all kinds of fruit for you to eat." God looked at everything he had made, and he was very pleased. And so the whole universe was completed. He blessed the seventh day and set it apart as a special day, because by that day he had completed his creation. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Creator of the universe, as we stand in awe of your magnificent creation, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude and reverence. You spoke, and the world came into being. Your hands formed the heavens and the earth, and every living creature bears the mark of your divine craftsmanship. As we contemplate the beauty of your creation, we are humbled by your power and wisdom, and we are reminded of your unending love and care for us. From dust you formed us, from stardust we are made. Help us, Lord, to cherish and honor the world you have made, to be good stewards of your creation, and to recognize our role in caring for the earth and all its inhabitants. May we always acknowledge your sovereignty over all things, and may your presence in creation draw us closer to you each day. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.